Mr. Schutzler, Representative State, CS Shaver of Vermin, now with Enter. This Center Parsha Shoft, the Torah describes from the beginning the process that's followed by Bezdin, if somebody about Paul Latsan engages in Avodah Zarah. The Torah describes what the person does, Ayele, by Odo, Himach, Yerim, by Shtapulehem, the Lashem, Shalai Reach, the Chotzor, Shaman, Shalai Tzivisi. The Torah gives us the example of somebody who never worships Avodah Zarah, someone who bows to the sun, to the moon, to the other heavenly spheres. So the sun and the moon are used as paradigms of Avodah Zarah. You look at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Rambam gives a brief overview of the history as to how Avodah Zarah developed. And the Svarah that people had initially was a reasonable Svarah. After all, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon, the Pasuk says in Parashat Bereishit, the Limshol by Yom Ba'alor, these are agents, so to speak, creation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help us here on earth, so we should revere and respect these agents, these messengers, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as time went on, people forgot, and they ended up worshipping the sun and the moon, not as means of giving tribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but independently, and that's the mistake of Avodah Zarah. There's nothing wrong with the sun and the moon by themselves. You say every morning, the davening, the bracha, the yotzer ha'maoros, and Shabbos, we extend the praise, and Keolah, Tovim, Ma'or, Shiro, Pain, Yitzor, Vidas, Kivino, Mahaskil, Kol, Kura, Nassim, Baham, Dios, Moshe, Karateva, we praise the Ma'or, Shiro, Pain. And perhaps for this reason that we find in Tanakh and Chazal, the sun, the moon, used in the sense of imagery, an allegorical or symbolical sense, to represent something which we can learn. One such use of imagery is found in the Gemara of Basra, the Ayin Hay. We should learn about Basra this year. But the Gemara says, Kepnei Moshe, Kepnei Chama, Kepnei Yoshua, Kepnei Levana. That was not to be meant in that context in a complementary sense, but the message is understood by the Mefarshim in different ways. One, by Rebbe Bakr, the Rishonim, where Rebbe Bakr writes in his commentary on Parshas Pinchas, that the idea is that Kepnei Moshe, Kepnei Chama, Moshe's face radiated like the sun. Yoshua, the Talmud of Moshe, was like the Levona in the sense that the Levona of the moon reflects the light of the sun, as we know. And later on, the Eberschitz has a similar idea, the Shishlevi has a similar idea, that this describes the relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud. The Rebbe radiates the light, the Marsha, the Torah, and the job of the Talmud is to absorb that light, and I'll make it rest for just one moment, and speak to the Talmidim and the Beis Medrash. Your job, your tachlis, your yeshiva, is to absorb the life of the rebbeim of your choice, of your rebbeim here in yeshiva. And our yeshiva, as Polinsky alluded to a moment ago, has an illustrious history of outstanding with the late Torah and Talmid Chachamim and Bar Harav. I'm not just going back to the great Balaji yeshiva, which our yeshiva is a continuation. But in the last 100+ years here in America, we've given a homework assignment to the Talmidim to take a few minutes to look into the history of our yeshiva, just to know where your privilege to learn. Look at the roster of the Talmid Chachamim and the great Gedolei Torah who've been here over the past century plus and talk about here in America. Certainly going back to Europe. Know who it is that you have the opportunity to learn from. Know who it is that led your yeshiva, this yeshiva. And it's unmatched. It's as good as any other yeshiva anywhere. It's not greater. And for that reason, Talmidim here should feel nothing but a sense of great pride. You're proud of the fact that learning yeshiva is a little chanan, and why you? And understand that and tell that to people with great pride. Look who the Rosh Yeshiva here were. And over the last number of decades, the most of the Rosh Yeshiva here today and our yeshiva now are people themselves who are Talmidim in this yeshiva. And it's something to aspire to. And it's not good line at work, but certainly something to respect, to look at that with great pride. There's no doubt that over many decades, the most powerful source of lore, of the lore of Torah and Yeshiva, was Moreno Rabbeinu, Aragona Agabir Sadol, Aleid Saravechit, the Rav Sifan of Rav, whose profound light of Torah radiated from the walls of this yeshiva, this particular base manager didn't exist yet, but on our campus, in our yeshiva, for so many years, not only to the Talmid of Yeshiva, but far beyond as well. And there can also be no doubt that Talmid of Yeshiva, the greatest reflection of the Torah, of the Rav of Morocco, is Moreno Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Chaim Torah, Rav Shech Toshlinzer, whose shiurim and whose written direct Torah articles and so on are filled by the Gadush with quotations and explanations of the Torah of the Rav. And in that sense, the Shechter is the Yoshua to the Rav's of Moshe, the Talmud, the student Tarek Samans, but Yom HaShemitoch, all that's said about Yoshua, to the Rebbe Tarek Samans, Moshe Rabbeinu himself. The Rav Shechter sends, if I may, it goes a step further. You know, when we have a Bris Mila by the Kriyas Shem, there's a bracha, the Kriyas Shem, the same of kindness, the other Zeh. And the bracha included is a phrase, Zeh HaKotem Gadol Yeh. This youngster will become, should become a Gadol, should become great. So first glance, it doesn't seem to be the most profound or significant bracha. Zeh HaKotem Gadol Yeh. Well, yes, the child's not going to remain 8 days old forever. That's the normal course of events. Right, that button. This young child is going to grow up. Okay. Obviously, the bracha means more than that. Maybe it's a bracha that he should be healthy and should not be born to adulthood. But the Rav Zohar once suggested, in light of the fact that in the Chumash and Parashat Bereishis, the son is called Hamar HaGadol. Hamar HaGadol, Moshe Zayon. And the moon is called Mar HaKadon. So, as we said before, the moon reflects the light of the sun. When a child is 8 days old, what has he accomplished? Nothing at this point. Right? He's a reflection, an extension of his parents. The bracha is that Zeh HaKotem Gadol Yeh. The time will come that this child should walk and become like the Mor HaGadol himself. Not only reflecting that which he got from his parents, and he may extend it, that which he got from his rebbeim, but reflecting his own life as well. And that's certainly, certainly true of Rabbeinu HaGaon Rav Shechter Shita, who not only reflects the light of the Rav, the Chon of the Rocha, in the most beautiful and clear fashion, but also shared with all of us. All of us are here in this room now with Talmidim over so many decades, the Mor of the Torah, his unique Torah as well. As many of you are aware, Baruch Hashem, the Shechter turned 80 last year, last summer, and we decided to honor him and celebrate this occasion in a way that would be most accommodating for him. And that is why I'm presenting the great Torah in his honor. And so we published a sefer called Ateres Tzvi. Right now it's on the ship from Eretz Yisrael, so we hope that it'll be in the basement next couple of weeks. I mean, maybe we're in their shipping problems worldwide right now. But hopefully it'll be here within a couple of weeks for everybody. But it's a tremendous force for me to present this to Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter himself contributed six articles to the sefer, several of which have never published before. And we have a collection of articles from our Rosh Yeshiva, including the president Berman, and Alan Rabbi Penner, and other Rosh Yeshiva, and Talmid Rav Shechter, and presented the order of the Parsha Shavua, different essay for each Parsha. And there's also a rare article, writing up the shiur that it's in Yiddish, but the Rav writes up the shiur that the Rav once gave. And for all of that, we call the Sefer Ateres Tzvi. Ateres means the crown, the first crown. We hope it will contribute to the Kesa Torah, or Rav Shechter. The word Iter is also used with regards to Peros, and Rikurim. So we hope that these articles, which in a certain sense are the Peros of Rav Shechter, written by his Talmidim and his Maritzim, and we hope that the Sefer will help celebrate this occasion. Rav Shechter, together with his family and contributors of the Sefer, the Joseph family, who will be the sponsor of the Sefer, will all be Zefer Tarichas Yom HaMishonim for a long, long time, and Rav Shechter should have the source for many, many more years to be our source of light, both reflecting the light of the Rav and presenting his own light for many, many years to come and be with us. Mishana Mazel Tov.
Thank you. big mitzvah, Tamatara. There's another mitzvah, Kavanatara. He said, they're talking about that, but in his office. What do you do when there's a conflict between the two? You have, on the one hand, there's a mitzvah, Tamatara, another hand, Kavanatara. Let's say, the boys are learning the last mention, the Rebbe walks in, so everybody's going to stand up, it's going to be difficult for her. So, maybe they shouldn't stand up. So, it's an awkward case in Kiddush, the end of the first prayer. So the Pashtus is that really Talmud Torah should be directed at Kavanah Torah. Also, Leitchi pointed out there's a Gemara Megillah, the Gemara at the beginning of the said parak, Gemara points out there's a contradiction between the two Pesukim. We just had it the last few weeks. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on his high seat, was he standing or was he sitting? So one person says, well, they should go up, one person says, I don't know if I am go up. So the Gemara presents it as it seems at least officially to be a contradiction. What is one of the several answers is Kashas Miyusha and Rakas Miyuma. The easy deal that Moshe Rabbeinu stood for, because out of Kavanah Torah, you should really stand whenever you look. But if the deal is going to be cautious, a difficult deal, it's going to be complicated. By standing, you're going to use up your energy, you're going to be exhausted, and then you're going to be lacking in the Talmud Torah. So then the Talmud Torah takes precedence over Kavanah Torah. I remember Rav Soloveitchik said that in the name of Chaim Volozhin. That was a pshat in the Gemara. Dr. Lehan was an expert in Chaim Volozhin as a Yohanan. So he mentioned to Rabbein afterwards, he read all the writings on the Talmud, and he never came across that comment. Maybe Rav Soloveitchik heard it, the descendants, the Beis Harav, the descendants from Chaim Volozhin. So the question is, I never said the pshat. That's a possible pshat in the Gemara. So the question is, we pass in Allah that the Talmidim should stand up. Even though it's going to be mitul Torah, so the Pnei Yeshua asks why. But whenever there's a conflict between Kavod of the Torah and the Torah, then Talmud Torah should take precedence and they should bedakke not stand up. The Pnei Yeshua quotes in Medrash, Medrash Rabbah somewhere, that if a person will demonstrate Kavod of the Torah, this will serve as a school to be Maslian for Talmud Torah. So at the end of the day, he will not lose that. He will be gaining a Talmud Torah as well. So I thank you very much for the beautiful Kavanah Torah. The reason why I wrote all of these essays for this, some of them were published previously, but I wrote them specifically for this volume, because my honor, Rav Shimon Shkop, who used to be on the faculty here also years ago before the war, but the honor of Shimon Shkop on the occasion of the 50th year of his giving shiur in Europe. So they printed a 100-page kuntres Marechas Hakinyana for Rav Shimon Shkop in the Sefer Yotel. So I felt obligated to write something as well. So thank you very much for the beautiful Kavanah Torah. And I thank Rabbi Kaplan for working so hard. Several years he was working to put everything together and editing everything. And I hope and pray that through the demonstration of the Kavanah Torah, we should all deserve it to more Hatzlacha and Talmud Torah. Thank you very much.